Dr. Dr. Hubbard are now dictating a clinic note on Larry Halston. Larry Halston, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, last name H-O-L-S-T-O-N, Jr., birthday 9-8-67, dictation 11-30-23. Patient has history of lesions to his buttocks and groin, seen in the emergency room 2 years ago, told that he had hidradenitis suppurativus, HS as he called it, here today requesting refill on medications, states that he has been followed by his doctor in the past, is asking refill of compounded medication, nifedipine, lidocaine, 2%, 5% ointment that he's used before, N-I-F-E-D-I-P-I-N-E, lidocaine, L-I-D-O-C-A-I-N-E. His symptoms not contributory, history of a sleep disturbance, chronic pain, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and benign prostatic hypertrophy on multiple medications, see chart. Family social history non-contributory. Physical exam. Patient appears to be in mild distress. Had eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Otherwise normal. Excuse me. Had eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Next level without masses. Lungs, cholesterol, chest percussion. Heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Abdomen assault without again a niggly or tenderness. Extremities, skin, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits except for present illness. Noted inflamed, scaly eruption in the, both groins with minimal erythema, no exudate or evidence of no exudates present. Question. Delete the last part about exudates. Lesions are wet without fluctuance or purulence. Evidence or evidence of cellulitis. Rectal exam. Anal area with feces evident with inflammation exudate in the perianal area. Without evidence of fluctuance, cellulitis, or erythema covering the entire intertiginous area encompassing the anus, extended forward anteriorly and posteriorly, 3-4 centimeters. Impression. C skin infection with history of hidradenitis suppurativa. Doubtful from my examination. Appears more to be cellulitis, perhaps. Excuse me. Appears to my impression to be more dermatitis. Possible tinea. No evidence of hidradenitis. And patient's request, a prescription was refilled for nifedipine, lidocaine. Ointment that he has used before has been compounded, applied 3 times a day as before. Was also given a prescription for Cleosin 300 milligrams to take TID for 10 days, was instructed in sitz baths to clean lesions by soaking in bath, to be sure to repeat sitz bath after defecation to keep perianal area clean without contamination from feces, with advice to follow up with his PCP as soon as possible, and to be seen here if necessary. Final diagnosis, questionable hidradenitis suppurativa, non-specific dermatitis, possible tinea, treated as per past history with additional Cleosin and topical care. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.